Hello, hello there, and welcome to the Ludebrary. My name is Bailey, and I'm joined by my fellow Lude librarians.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Kristen.
And this is the Lude Librarian Podcast.
Hi.
Yay. Before we get into all the shenanigans, just a reminder, this is an adult podcast, and we are talking about adult topics. So basically, it's R-rated. So just be mindful of who's around you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Y'all,
It's like, can
Kristen
you?
looks rough.
I'm not on my A game today, guys.
I was going to say, you can tell we haven't done this in several weeks.
Sorry, everyone. The last one was supposed to happen, and I'm training for my marathon. And that day, I was supposed to do 17 miles. And I did do 17 miles, but that rest of the day I was so dead and hurting that I was like, guys, I can't drag myself to the table. So that's
It's
my
all good.
bad.
We're here now. We're in the throes of summer. Well, not anymore, girl. We have cooled off over here. It is
Oh, it's
sweater weather.
oh my God, it's hot here. It's
Well,
like
I'm
actual
glad. I'm
summer
glad it's
now.
moved on to you because it was hot here. Then the air conditioning went out in the Jetta, and I was like, guys, I'm melting in here.
Oh my God, I don't know how you. Nope.
No, I made Desi take the Jetta. I was like, you're gonna have to leave the Nissan for me because I'm melting for real. But now it's cooled off and we're fine.
It cooled off here too ish. I mean, it's like in the 70s now, but thank goodness I was by the ocean, you know, nature's air conditioner.
Yes.
So it was okay. But.
Did you do anything over these last couple weeks, Bailey?
I read a lot.
Okay.
I read a lot. I've been training for my marathon. If anyone wants to support me running the Chicago Marathon, please donate. We'll put a link in the description for the I'm running money. I'm raising money. I am
Okay,
running.
girl, running
I am
money.
raising money. For the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, I need to raise a total of $2,000, and I have officially raised $1,445.
Okay.
Whoa. Ah, so we're super close.
That's
Because if I
a pretty good
don't
update from last
fundraise
time.
it, then I have to pay it.
Oh,
Oh,
we're pushing it.
really? Yeah.
Oh, we're pushing it, babes.
Yeah, October 1st is the deadline, y'all. We gotta.
Oh my
Okay, we
God.
can do this. We've got a couple months. We're good. We can do it.
I went to Comic-Con for the first time ever.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like the OG International San Diego Comic-Con. And that was wild.
Where was it? Like, do they like set it up in like a parking lot or is there like a
So it's in
place?
the convention center, which is huge. And then it's also outside. And then it's also in the Marriott and in the Hilton.
Oh.
So I'd never been before. The only reason I went is my dear friend Brody.
We love Brody.
We
You
love
love,
love,
shout
shout
out
out
Brody.
Brody. Her girlfriend needed assistance with their wheelchair. And I guess the person that they were supposed to go couldn't go anymore. And I just happened to be texting Brody the week before. And Brody was like, could you come? Would you want to come? And I was like, oh, I'd love to come, but like, I can't afford to drop $1,000 on Comic-Con weekend. And she was like, and Brody was like, yeah, sure, just come. And I was like, okay. So my job was to push the wheelchair around, which I think I did fantastically. And yeah. And oh, when I was there, so I don't know how Comic-Con works. Brody does because she's been there a billion times, but a lot of these things have like tickets where like the morning of you like try to get the ticket to go to the event. And we just happened to be walking by and it was the author for Manacled was signing. I was like 3 feet away from her.
That's crazy.
Girl. Oh, I have the. We'll get into it. We'll get into it.
Yeah, so unfortunately that one was a ticketed event. I didn't know she was coming, so I was like, damn it, because I was gonna stand in line and get something signed for Courtney and Kristen.
Oh.
But alas, it was full. And then I went there. Of course, Mysterious Galaxy was there. Our favorite San Diego bookstore.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I forget you guys haven't actually been there.
Yeah, I was like, what?
That's where I met Patricia Briggs.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
I found more Patricia at the used bookstore here in town, so I'm feeling pretty good. I got Cry Wolf.
Hardback or paperback?
Just a little mass market paperback, but
yeah, but hey,
it's well, it's been well loved. It's like it's been read
that.
several times. Yeah, I love it.
And then I stood in line for like 3.5 hours so that we could get tickets for the Percy Jackson experience, which was outside the convention center. I read the Percy Jackson books growing up. Did y'all?
Nope.
I think it was a little like after your time. Like I was on the tail end of it. You know what I mean? Like being like, I
not
was a
that
little too
after
old.
your time.
Yeah. Well, you guys are like, what, 3 years older?
You make me feel old.
You're so old.
Yes. Yeah.
So like, I feel
like
like that
34.
3 to 4 year mark is like when like things change, you know?
Oh, a lot happens.
Yeah. So I read some of them. I didn't finish all of them. And then I, you know, it's a Disney TV show now and Brody and her mom and their girlfriend just, you know, loved it. So I stood in line and we got tickets and I got some free shit.
That's nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, but that was my like big thing that I've done.
That's cool.
Cool. Well, I have some news.
Yeah, I was going to say, Courtney has the biggest news of all of us.
Yes.
I don't want to hog time, but okay, me and my friends opened. I haven't talked about this, right? I cut it out.
No.
Okay,
yes,
so a couple of my friends here in Macomb, we opened a mobile romance book store. It's a trailer. It's called Smut Wagon. It is honestly, I have so much fun doing it. It's taking up so much of my time, but like I don't even care, which I think is a good thing because that means I love doing it.
Yeah.
We did our first event at the wine cellars and it was so busy. I couldn't even go sell books because Hannah and I had to run the checkout stand. And Lauren was just in the trailer peddling porn. Like she was the best saleswoman. Then we did another one Wednesday at Bowser's in Bushnell. Same thing. Crazy.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
amazing.
Yeah. And then this weekend, Friday, Saturday, we did Firefly Nights in Knoxville. Not as busy, but that's because there were like 60 vendors there. So they weren't there specifically for us. It seems like pop-ups that are like a Smut Wagon night go really well.
Damn. That is so crazy. Look at
That's
you guys.
Amazing.
Just entrepreneurs out here.
I know. I'm so proud of you. That's so cool. I love
Thank you.
it.
And just giving the people what they want.
Yeah,
I know.
You're just peddling porn for the masses.
I know. I will tell you, it's so weird how like, you know, we have all of these websites we can just go on and like order things wholesale and it's so easy. When I tell you the book industry is 5 million years behind everything, it's not a joke. You can't just order, there's not just like a big place you can order everything from. There are distributors, there are publishers that you can order direct from, but you can only order certain things from them. There are different discounts. It is sometimes you have to fax in an order. We're still living in the fax order times. It's crazy. But I don't, have you ever read Black Sheep by Bryn Weaver?
Mm-mm.
I've
it's
heard
a
of it.
self okay it's a self-published book, so like all her new books are with Zando. But these ones are just self-published and she's got like 3 or 4 or 5 books that are self-published. And Black Sheep is one of Lauren's favorite books, but we can only get it through Amazon. So I DM'd her on Instagram. I was just like, hey, listen, because she works with indie bookstores a lot. I said, hey, listen, we're a small indie new. Is there anywhere to buy Black Sheep that's not Amazon? And I was like, she probably won't answer. It's Bryn Weaver. Oh, girl. Within hours, Bryn Weaver replied to me. And I thought, I'm talking to Bryn Weaver.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, I can only get it on Amazon, but I still got to talk to Bryn Weaver.
That's awesome.
That was so exciting for me.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, but we're working on getting our name on her list of indie bookstores because the Barbara edition of Scythe and Sparrow is that's like an indie store only edition. That's where you have to get it or pre-order it somewhere else. But I was like, how do we get on that list? Please, please.
Yeah,
So we're
that
gonna try
is
to
so
do.
cool.
Yeah, we're gonna try to do a release party for her new book, Tourist Season. That's what we'd like to
Yeah,
do. Yeah,
that would be
like at the
cool.
wine cellars or something.
Is it coming out this October? Or is
Oh,
it
you're
next
asking me a
year?
question. No, it comes out this year. I just don't
Is
remember which
it?
month. I
Because
think
if it's
it's.
October, that would be awesome.
I know. I know. I can't remember. But we signed up. They send out release party stuff, so like a bunch of swag, some cool gifts for your guests. So you can just sign up for that, and they send you signed copies of the book. That's separate than the Barbara stuff. So hopefully we can get that kit. We're a little late to it, but I think we'll get it. I feel pretty good about it. So
That's so cool. You
yeah.
know, I was thinking like something like that at the shore would just like,
Kill.
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Listen, I'll be there.
Yeah.
But
Road
can you
trip?
drive it
Am I
that far?
hearing road trip? Oh
Yeah.
my God, you should come and do it.
Yeah, I would probably won't. I don't have time to do it this year, but
No, I mean,
next
yeah, I'm
summer?
literally
Next
leaving
summer?
tomorrow,
Yeah.
but
Oh yeah. Next summer,
tomorrow.
I told Lauren that during the winter, I'd love to take it south. Just like
Yeah.
do a long weekend, take it south where it's nice.
Yeah. I mean, you could even like go to Atlanta. My parents would love to host y'all so you don't have to pay for a hotel. There's like
Oh
tons of places out there that are super
yeah,
cool. That's a good idea.
Charlotte,
My
yeah.
sister's an arc is in Little Rock. So
And Regina is, where is she? Is she?
she's in Kansas.
That's what I thought. Because we have her books in the trailer too, and they're signed copies.
That's so cool.
And I
Yeah.
think it would be cool to find a local place, host a pop up, and then like if we're near her, she comes and does like. A signing.
Yeah, that would be really
Yeah,
awesome.
I would love that.
She lives in, I kid you not, the smallest town I've ever
Oh, yeah.
been to. So
Yeah.
definitely like a bigger city nearby. I
Yeah.
don't know which one it is, but yeah.
Yeah. We're indie. I want to support indie.
Yeah, I think
So.
that's amazing.
I feel like you would break the Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Long Beach Island. There's no bookstores on this island.
Oh, yeah, we got to come.
You gotta
Yeah.
come help the people out.
So I'll write it down.
Write it down. Put it on the list.
I just
Going to
noticed.
Wisconsin.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah?
that's fun.
That's pretty cool.
Sometime. It's
Where?
not on the Madison. Someone reached out to us from Madison at a brewery, asked if we'd want to come. So we're
That's
looking at
so cool.
that.
That look
Yeah.
at you getting
I
reached
know.
out to.
I know. I know. But what I'm trying to get to reach out are brands. So if you want to pay me to promote your products, I'm here.
Yeah, really. That's so cool. I
Thank you,
feel like
Austin.
it just like one day you were like, and here it is, and it's like
I know.
successful. And like, how did you just get this going?
I'm fortunate enough to have two friends here who are go-getters, who can like. We have an idea, they're like, let's do it. Because I can't drive a trailer. I've
Yeah, who
never
drives
pulled, I've
it?
never, I, well, Lauren and Hannah can too. Lauren owns a farm and she's been doing like horse shows forever. So she's pulling horse trailers around.
Got it. So what's a
Right.
trailer full of porn? But a horse trailer.
Right. So, but I've never pulled a trailer before. So I said, we're just going to have to drive around the shop lot with a me drive it around and like maneuver it in different ways so I know what I'm doing. Because there will be weekends where the two of them are gone and I'll have to do something.
Oh.
So,
Can you attach it to any car?
well, it's a 14-foot trailer, so it still has to be attached to something heavy. Like I
I don't think
couldn't.
the Jetta and the
The Jetta and the
Nissan
Nissan are not pulling my trailer. But
Well,
like
that's
if
what
you
I
had an
thought, but I'm like, I
well if
don't
you have
know.
like an SUV, you can pull trailers.
Oh, okay.
Like Hannah has a Yukon.
Oh.
But I'm not sure because we were looking at smaller trailers before, but then we found this 14-foot trailer. It's a 14-foot trailer with a 3-foot nose, so like essentially it's like almost 17.
Damn.
So,
That's cool.
but
So, like, do you have to, sorry, this turned into an interview.
go ahead.
Do you have to, like, when you get to the place, like, reset it up? 'Cause, like, the books would fall off the shelves, right, while you're driving?
Yeah. So we're it's kind of trial and error right now. We have tension rods that we so we fill shelves full, like, because we'll do so like my bookshelf back here kind of has like a full shelf, but then there's like display shelves. So we'll take those display shelves and we'll pack them down into like a, to make the shelves full across. And then we have tension rods that we just put across. We have some tension rods and they're starting to break because they're like that thin metal. I think we just need to get plastic ones and they're we just got those at Walmart, but the other ones I bought from we got from Amazon because we have skinny shelves. Think of like skinny IKEA shelves. And those plastic ones are like really nice. So I think what we're gonna have to do is just eat it and get the nice tension rods. But that's what we do is we just tension rod everything, but we outfitted the whole trailer. We did it all ourselves. We don't need no man because we are strong, independent women. Except we can't do electrical work, so John did have to do that for us, but we still did it on our own.
Yeah, electrical work, that's not heavy shit. You
And
did the heavy
then we
shit.
put flooring in. We did flooring
Damn.
on.
You're just being out here. Wow. I'm impressed.
My headphones just disconnected.
Oh.
Oh, okay, and then they connected again. I don't know what happened. That was so strange. Yeah, that was so
Kristen,
weird.
I just wanted to point out that are you is your name the name of your restaurant?
Yeah, I noticed that because we did an interview for like the local commerce about our restaurant, so I changed it for that Zoom interview, and then it now it just always comes up that way. I don't know what to do.
It's funny. I like it.
We'll just leave it
You're
there
the
for now.
gateway.
I'm the gateway. Come to the gateway for some chowder.
You won't be there
Rin.
anymore. Well, today.
Today and tomorrow, and
Oh,
then
today and
that's
tomorrow.
it.
Are you
And then,
excited?
yes, it's like it's time to get down there and be
Yeah.
on a human.
Yeah, I loved your snap. You were like, yeah, I gotta stop doing this. I need to get back to the real world.
It's really like it's enough is enough. I don't know how my friends who live here do this all year. I mean, granted, summer is crazier for everyone at the
Yeah.
shore. But yeah, I just my liver needs a break. I
Yeah,
need
do you ever have those moments where you're like, oh shit, I forgot. I'm not 22 anymore. Like, I do that a lot. I'll be like, what am I doing? I'm old now.
There is
It's
not
so.
one Saturday this entire summer that I went to bed before 4 a.m.
Wow, girl.
So
I would actually die.
yeah. And that's like after working a double shift at the restaurant. Like, I don't know. I don't know. But it's also that part of the summer where like everyone in the service industry is like on a bender because we're like rolling into August and everyone's like, August. So yeah, but I am excited to start my new job and get in my new apartment and feel more human again. You know, when I'm sleeping, like taking care of myself. So,
You look super tan.
oh, thanks. I have gotten some beach time in. Not that much, but like if I like don't have to go until 5, I'll sit on the beach before. But
Nice.
I packed a suitcase yesterday or the day before, and all of my workout clothes, like perfectly folded, not touched once. I was just like, oh, let me just transfer this to the suitcase because I thought, nope, I didn't even go for one walk. Like,
You did ride a bike.
I did. I
Yeah, you
ride
did
my
ride a
bike.
bike.
And honestly, you were on your feet for like 16-hour shifts. So, like,
Yeah.
that
Yeah, I
is
do,
selective.
but it's just, yeah.
I ride my bike when I don't want to drive because drinking and driving is bad. Don't do it. So, I actually,
You
my
drink on a
car is at
bike.
work, so I have to walk to work today because I left it at the bar last night.
Yeah.
It's only like 5 blocks, but anyway.
Can you hear my dogs?
No.
Okay, great.
I went canoeing.
Oh, yeah. I got to hear about the canoe story because I think something altered your brain chemistry while
Yeah,
you were
were you
canoeing.
kayaking or were you canoeing?
No, I was canoeing.
You're like
Worst,
in a
that's the
straight
first
canoe.
mistake. Yeah. So, it was, there was kayaks and canoes. It's like this big trip that has been going on for years. It's like 60 people go. And this is the first year I was able to go with my friends because she was able to work the schedule for us to be off. And me and my friend, who's a bartender, she was like, we should canoe. So we should go together.
First mistake.
And I was like,
whoa,
okay.
Whoa.
Sorry, y'all. And I was like, okay. And then everyone was like, have you canoed before? We're like, no. And everyone's like, no, girls. Like, absolutely not. You will die. Like, don't canoe. So we were like, okay, fine. So then we put ourselves down for kayaks. Turns out they then needed people to volunteer for canoes because there wasn't enough kayaks. So we were like, you know what? Everyone's telling us just because we're women that we can't do this canoe.
Oh, no.
So, but actually, we did pretty well.
Okay.
We played pinball with the river for a bit. But
yeah.
Actually, I think the more we drank, the better we got.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's like your inhibitions are lowered, and so you're like, I can do this. I've got this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were like, screw these people for saying we couldn't do
Yeah.
it. It was like we canoed far. It was like 12 miles. It was a crazy
Damn.
Trip. You like go.
That's far.
I know. You like go for a couple miles, and then like there's like a stop, and everybody's like drinking, partying,
mm-hmm.
and then going to the next stop, whatever. So it was fun. I had a few battle scars. Oh my God, we hit a tree.
Mm-hmm.
That, and also I'm not like, you know, nature-y. So like when we got there and we had to put the canoe in the water, there's like, you know, like the still water that's like back there. I was like, you guys, like, I'm not doing this trip. Like, what? Because you have to get in the canoe and like not tip it and then like
yeah.
row.
Yeah.
And it was and it was cedar water, like the trees were cedar.
Yeah.
So like the water was brownish.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I like, guys, like, I'm not getting in this water. And everyone was like, well, you're already here. Like, sorry. So it was okay. We didn't tip, but we hit a tree that had spiders in it.
Oh,
and
no.
All the spiders fell into the canoe. And you're trying like to kill them and like not tip the canoe and freak out at the same time. It was horrific. Horrific. But we got most of the spiders and we didn't tip, and then we didn't hit any more spider trees.
Oh, good. Good.
So that's the story. I went canoeing and I lived to tell the tale, but let me tell you, if it's not for the faint of heart, don't try this at home, folks. Canoeing is tough.
Canoeing is tough. I've tipped so many canoes.
Yeah, we didn't tip. I don't know how.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I've kayaked. I have never canoed.
I would much rather sit my ass in a tube and just float down a river.
Well,
I don't need no.
It wasn't like a moving river. Like, we had to paddle.
Ew. That I don't like.
Yeah, like, it's just like a horribly long lake.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was like.
Ew.
It was like,
I hate
there was
lakes.
like this much flow. So, like, I don't know. It was weird. But I feel successful.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You'll never want to go floating with me on the Spoon River, though, if that brown water disturbed you.
Yeah, I was, well then, but once I got over, like, I did swim in it because there are parts where
mm-hmm.
you stop and swim, and I was like, oh, it is like clean water. It's just that color
mm-hmm.
because of the cedar trees.
Yeah, the Spoon, you like, when you get in, it's, if it's a little low, you have to like slog through the mud. Like, you have to wear tennis shoes to
oh,
go.
God, yeah, like, no.
And you got to go through the mud into the water. And then get on, or just plop down into the water on your tube. That's
oh,
how you do it.
Yeah, I don't
yeah.
think I'd be okay in that scenario.
Yeah. And you're not wearing a bathing suit. You're wearing like a bathing suit top and like athletic shorts.
Oh, no. I was like looking
and there
cute.
Are refrigerators in the water.
Oh.
Toilets,
What is this?
Cars, whatever.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my
Probably
God, that's
bodies.
so crazy.
I
And I
know.
thought
That's
the one
pretty.
that I went to in Mississippi was gross.
Girl, we're just some rednecks over here.
Well,
Country
after
folk.
surviving canoeing, though, I literally was like, guys, I really thought I wasn't going to be able to do this. I didn't think I was going to get in the water. And then we did it successfully. And I was like, maybe I could handle Survivor. Maybe.
One successful canoe trip. She's
I
going
know.
on naked and afraid.
Kristen and Christian, they're going on Survivor.
I
Oh
mean, no,
gosh.
then I like resumed watching. I was just watching season 13 and I was like, never mind. No.
No
Canoeing is
right to
not
this.
equivalent to Survivor.
Canoeing. Oh, you're so funny. That's so funny.
Now what?
I don't know.
Yeah,
What do you,
y'all,
I haven't been able
we
to
didn't
read.
really do a book thing this
Well,
time.
oh, I did listen to and love Just for the Summer.
I read half of it.
Oh yeah, slow burn. She's Abby Jimenez. She's a slow burn kind of lady, and the spice isn't really spicy, but it was a great book, and it's kind of funny, and it's narrated by the same person who narrates Lights Out, but under a different name. So, you know, those like the comedic timings are on point because he's a great rom-com
He's
narrator.
funny, yeah.
So, I immediately started re-listening to Lights Out after I listened to that because I needed more of that. And it's good.
This probably sounds bad, but like I loved Lights Out and I have not finished caught up. I have 2 hours left in it and I'm like,
Yeah.
I don't care.
I love Lights Out. I think Nevessa Allen is great. I think those two books are so different, they don't belong in the same world, and that's my hot take. That is my hot
I want
take
to read Lights
because
Out.
you should, it's great, and you even more, you should listen to it.
Okay. Oh, maybe I'll listen to it on the way to Charlotte.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
it's
good.
funny. Okay.
Yeah, Caught Up is just not as funny. The conflict was not a conflict, what I thought it was
No.
going to be, anyways. I don't won't spoil it because you still have 2 hours left, but. I thought the conflict was one thing. The conflict was actually a whole different thing. And then the next thing you know, epilogue. And I
Yeah, and you're
didn't know
like,
the
wait,
book was
what?
over. Yeah. Because I wasn't paying attention to timing. And I was like, oh, okay. But she did announce book three. And I think book three may have better conflict. So, but I don't know if it'll
Did you
be as
say what book three
funny.
is about?
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm literally almost done with it. Literally.
Okay. Book three is Tyler's book.
Oh, okay. Got
So, if that helps you decide what you think the conflict is going to be and it is not.
it.
So,
Maybe I should give it a shot.
you should
Yeah,
at least
Lights
read
Out for
Lights Out.
sure. Lights Out
And
is
the,
funny.
yeah, in the, if for right now, like that Lights Out story is finished. It's a happily ever after. You don't have to read the rest of it. Like, you don't have
Oh,
to read Caught
okay.
Up
That's
to get
cute.
more. There's like a little bit of the content of them in it, but it's not anything that furthers their story at all.
Story,
So,
yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll listen to my road trip.
Yeah.
Did you see SJM announced? Well, not announced, but there was like a thing about the Six ACOTAR book. My head
Yes.
exploded.
Yeah.
That again is probably not going to be out for another 3 years.
Okay,
Right.
Bailey.
And Rebecca Yarros posted a little something to make it seem like she is really working on the fourth book. So
I hope.
hopefully
Yeah, I mean,
there
genius
is
takes
the
time. Genius takes time,
Yeah.
True.
The Wing and Claw editions of Fourth Wing and Iron Flame and maybe Onyx Storm come out soon.
Wing and claw.
It's the new sprayed edge.
Oh, new.
Oh.
Is that the one so it matches the first one or?
I believe it's I if I remember correctly, the Onyx Storm already has a Wing and Claw. And so then these first two, so Fourth Wing and Onyx or Fourth Wing and Iron Flame should match the Onyx
Onyx
Storm one
Storm.
now. I think that's how it is. It could be backwards, but
As if Bailey needs more copies of this series.
I actually don't need more copies.
they've
I
got like
do
an
want the
orange
Onyx.
spray.
Wait, I do want the Fourth Wing German version, but I don't have it.
Yeah.
I have Iron Flame and Onyx Storm.
I am like trying. I'm like, do I need the? No, I don't need that for myself. Do I need that? No, I don't need that for myself. Because I'm just like looking at all of these special editions and deluxe editions. Like the deal has the 10-year. It's like all pink, and it's got like the
I
foil.
saw you have it in the smut wagon.
I do. I have two, and I'm like, and it's limited print. So there, once it's out of print, it's out of print. So I know. Do I need it? I need it. It'd
You
look
need
great on my
it.
bookshelf.
You need it. I
I know.
bought a
I'm
giant
gonna. I'm
stuffed animal
excited.
dragon from my bookshelf at Comic-Con. Did I need it? No. Was it worth $50? No. Did I buy it? Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm excited to buy new bookshelves for my apartment. But that's a problem
Yay.
because then I'll be buying things to go on my bookshelf that I don't necessarily need to be spending my money on.
Same.
Details.
Details. What book are we talking about next? Do we know?
We don't. We have to set a schedule. I thought maybe we'd let Kristen get settled and then like do we'd pick up for like a fall season.
Yeah, and we'll do our giveaway right around then. Courtney, should I just send it to you, or should I wait for Kristen to get settled and send it to Kristen?
Kristen, what do you want to do?
We could do what I mean, I don't mind doing the giveaway. Once I'm like settled and more like focused on my life, I'll be like a better person.
I think we'll all be better people when fall rolls around. This summer has been like, I mean, I can't do anything because it's so hot. So,
So you can send it to me.
Okay.
I do
Yeah. I
know.
was going to yesterday, and then I was like, I think she's actually leaving the Jersey Shore like in the next
I
4 days.
am. I'm leaving, yeah, Tuesday morning. But I got one of those like stickers that you can put on, I guess you can put it on whatever, but the original Ron John surf shop is
Oh,
here.
yeah.
So
Oh,
I got
cool.
one of those for the giveaway because it's
That's
the
very cool.
original and everybody else is copycats.
What was
So I
I
thought
going to
that'd be
say?
cool.
Oh, we had talked about our first book back being Quicksilver.
Oh,
And
yeah.
I'm down with doing that because I haven't read it and people keep telling me to read it and I think I'm ready to do something fantasy.
Yeah. I think actually I'm like, I think a fantasy is what I need right now. And I started Quicksilver. I haven't finished it.
Okay. And do we want to all do it and try that?
Oh yeah, and try the book report.
Yeah.
Bailey, do you want it? Didn't you start it and you said you hated it?
I read the first 3 pages.
Oh, okay. We'll try again.
This
We're different
was a
people.
year ago when it came out. So, I could be a different person now.
It'll be
I'm
just in time for
almost,
that brimstone drop. The second
yeah.
book will come out soon.
And
Oh,
I'm
okay.
almost done with the Nalini Singh's Guild Hunter series. I'm on the very last book. So as soon as I finish that, then I can sit down and read another fantasy series.
Okay. Well, then let's tell them, I guess, Quicksilver.
Quicksilver's
We've
next,
decided. We've
guys.
decided. I haven't read anything
Me neither.
since I read it. Listen to what I did. It's really crazy, actually. I did read something. It was an Audible original and it was a romance, but it was not spicy.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
What kind of bullshit is that? If there's no wiener or badge, I don't want
No, there
it.
was, but they didn't have sex in the book. There was an alternate universe. They switched over into a universe where they were married. And then they were like, okay, so maybe if we get stuck here, we just have to like get it over with. And she's like, let's get naked in front of each other. And so they did, and it was funny. It was funny. I laughed.
Oh.
It's narrated by famous people, but Mae Whitman is the female main character, and I love Mae Whitman. So I said, "What the hell? It's free. I'm out of credits."
I don't even know who that is.
She was in Parenthood. If you watch Parenthood,
Forever ago.
you'll listen. She was in, and this might be a deep cut for me, but. She played, well, first of all, she was in Duff. She was in Hope Float. She was Bernice. Bernice Matisse.
Wait, I watched Duff.
Yeah, she is
That
the Duff.
movie?
Yeah, she's the Duff.
Oh.
She's Lauren Graham's daughter in Parenthood. She's in for a little bit, Perks of Being a Wallflower, but if you ask me, most famously, the daughter in Hope Floats, Bernice. But I like her.
I have completely almost finished re-listening to the Mercy Thompson series
Nice.
for the time, and then I'm gonna start with the Alpha and Omega series after. There's just something that I love. I love running and listening to the Mercy books. There's just something about it that I can run forever and not get bored. Well, when I say run, I mean run, walk, people. I'm not running the whole time, if at all. And there's just something about it that just, I don't know, it's comforting, and I'm like, I can do it.
I don't know how, like, I could never.
No, I could never.
I could walk. So, like, I could really walk far, but as soon as I start running, my body falls apart. I couldn't do it.
There's no way I could. I There's no way I would ever sign up for a marathon.
No. And not
I
on
was a
this
victim of
ankle.
TikTok, people. Victim of TikTok.
Yeah, those, I love the TikTok. You send me this, like, if you're in your 30s, you're either running a marathon, baking sourdough, or what was the other one?
Plants, doing growing
Oh,
plants.
plants. Yeah.
Guys, I don't fit into any of that category. I
I
mean,
do
category.
two of the three, and you're not ever going to catch me run. I'll lay down and die before I run away from a murderer. I just cannot run on my ankle. I can't even play pickleball anymore.
Oh, is your foot better?
I can walk around like a normal person, but as soon as I try to do anything like any more impact than walking, I cannot.
It hasn't been that long, right? Since you broke your foot?
No.
It
No,
took me
like if
like a
I
solid 8 months before I could
Yeah.
start do it, like dancing again.
Yeah, if I take the wrong step off of like a off of the steps, if I lead with the wrong foot, I almost want to throw up because it feels like my tendons like stretch too far in one direction. And Lauren fell out of a tractor a couple about a month ago, and they were like, "Oh, we think you tore like your ACL, whatever. There's stuff in there." She went to get an MRI, and they were like, "Yeah, sorry, we missed it the first time around, but you have a broken leg." Yeah, the big bone is broken, whichever that one is.
Femur,
No, well, no. It's like the
tibia.
or the
So the
long bone,
bottom big
whatever.
the bottom big
Bottom
one,
big bone. Yeah.
right? That's the fibula, right?
I think it's the tibia.
One of the two. One of those two are broken.
The fibula is like the skinny one on the side that like a lot of people get stress fractures in.
I think that might be it. 'Cause they think that when she fell out of the tractor, she like twisted it, and so it's like where it connects with the knee is what someone had told her, 'cause she didn't get to see it, and they just said it over the phone, so she hasn't seen an ortho yet, so she doesn't know for sure. But one of her clients' husband, or no, client's dad is a doctor, and he said it's probably like where, like how when I broke my foot, it's where it connects to the ankle, not the ankle, but like right there.
Ouch.
Yikes.
Yeah, so she's like, "Oh great. She'll probably have to have surgery."
Oh my
Which,
God.
I mean, not great for her because she does riding lessons and, works on a farm.
You know, things that you actually, need to run
Yeah.
around and
And I
do.
can't help her because I don't
How
know
did
shit
she
about
fall out of a
horses.
tractor?
I think, well,
Carefully.
listen, her and I are kind of like, we should wear better footwear, but we wear Crocs when we work. So, she was probably wearing Crocs and maybe got a little tied up. Yeah, we're rough girls.
Sorry, everybody's yelling outside.
I heard that.
Yeah, they're all like leaving for the beach, and the door is right. I'm in my mom's room. The door to leave to go to the beach is right there.
So, anyways.
I wish I was going to the beach, but I have to go swing chowder.
Dang it. When you move, how far are you from a beach?
3 hours. Could be
Hey, that's still
worse.
better. Could be 16.
True. That's so facts.
I'm a solid like 30, 45 minutes.
That's
That's
so
nice.
nice. Yeah, I'll probably be like doing the pool mostly. But
I love a pool. I go up to my pool all the time.
Yeah, I'm like excited. I'm going to have like a cute pool, not like the Turnberry Village pool.
That's right. Like ghetto.
Yeah.
What are winters like there?
I mean, pretty mild. I don't think it really snows. If it does, everything shuts down and people freak out.
Love that.
So I think like I'll be wearing like cute fall clothes for like a long time, I think.
Love that.
Okay. I do.
Because like that could be a good place for us to go in the winter.
Yeah, come over.
Come over.
We'll come over. I got a big apartment for visitors, so.
Yeah.
Do you have a one bedroom or two bedroom?
Two bed, two bath.
That's
nice.
Huge.
Because they were doing it like a special. So.
And mine's probably in that two bed, two bath is probably not even close to how much I pay for my one bedroom.
Yeah.
In California.
You live in California.
Yeah.
But it's more expensive than Macomb.
Yeah.
So.
Touche. Touche. Do we want to just think about the other books we want to read, or should we end the recording quick... and then do that?
I don't care. I have no ideas.
Well, I would.
No, go ahead. I was just thinking out loud.
I would love if we read either Slave to Sensation by Nalini Singh. That's the first Psy Changeling book. Or the first one in the Guild Hunters series, because I think both are really great. And she's a, you know, an indie author.
Yeah.
I'm down.
So your choices are Slave to Sensation. And I think the first one is like Archangel's Kiss or something like that. So do you want vampires and angels, or do you want like telepaths and people who turn into jaguars?
Whoa.
Vampire.
I like vampire.
Okay, I'll send you a link.
I haven't read anything about vampires in a while.
Let's do it. Yeah,
send it. And then maybe we should do like a contemporary after that.
Yeah.
We can kind of think about it.
Yeah, I'm on a contemporary kick, so. Although I am reading Black Sheep and I do like it. So, we could do a contemporary and then maybe Black Sheep. We do a dark, because she's a serial killer in that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm down.
We'll think of a contemporary.
Kristen loves love a good Lucy dark Spar. Romance.
You know I love it, guys.
I think you'll, I don't know. You got through Daddy's Addiction. You can get through anything, babe.
We can get through the Minotaur book. We can get through anything.
That Minotaur book almost put me over the edge, guys.
You know Marina. I don't know if you remember Marina. Bailey.
Mm-mm.
Wine Cellar's bartender, Marina.
Oh, no, I don't know her.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. She's like, recommend a book. And Desi and I had been talking about Morning Glory, Milking Farm. And she was like, honestly, I think I just have to read this book because I need to know more. Because we were telling her like the 24 ounces and can't even get her hands around it, whatever. And she said, I started reading it. I don't know. She's like, I don't know what I'm reading.
Yeah. Did she listen to our episode?
No. She didn't.
She should.
I know. Should. I did I show her the should. TikTok, though, which I think is what maybe sold her on getting it.
That's so funny.
I think she's reading it like it's a comedy.
Oh, yeah. And I should have done that.
Yeah. I also sold her a hockey book, so.
I'm also down for a hockey book because hockey season is going to start. Ooh. Preseason September.
Yeah. I'll go through my books that I love, and then we can, and or you too, or we could do Pucking Around because Pucking Strong comes out soon.
Yeah, I only read the first two and just never read the third one, so I could definitely like reread the series.
Yeah, or we could just cover Pucking Around, because Kristen never
read
that.
Once I read that one, I'm like, okay, now I need to read the rest of them.
Yeah. Yeah, this fourth one, Pucking Strong, is male-male.
Ooh.
And you know I love a male-male.
You love a good male-male.
I got some gay books for the trailer, too.
Hell yeah.
This one is beautiful. It's called... Oh no, something love at the universal hair. So it's alternate universe looking for love in a hair salon. That's what it is, but I can't remember the exact name. But the cover is gorgeous. And it sold out because we're all gay. Well, we're not all gay, but
I
everyone's a little gay, okay?
Yeah, everyone's a little bit gay.
Yeah.
Heard it here first, folks.
From Dr. Courtney Duckweiler. Everyone's a little
Yes.
gay.
PhD.
Yeah, PhD. PhD.
Well, I guess we should call it.
I know. I hope everybody enjoyed our Kiki session.
Yeah,
Yeah.
our Kiki session on our book podcast where we talked a little bit about books.
And mostly, well, we talked about the smut
We did.
wagon,
We
which is an
did.
important thing to get
You
books to
did interview
people.
me. Yeah. Also, real quick, when you mentioned manacled that, and I got excited, it's because I have some manacled, which is actually alchemized
Yeah.
on order. So as soon as they come out, I'll
Do
get it a little
you?
early. Yeah, I'll get it a little early.
When does it come out?
Moonrag
Soon,
Unlock.
right?
September, I think.
Yeah, because at Comic-Con, like the only reason I noticed it is there was this huge wall and it was just the cover of Alchemized. And then I saw a huge line, and then I was like standing next to the signing table by accident, and I was like,
Oh,
oh.
hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I don't know the author's name. I just say Selena Yu because it was a Wattpad, and that's what it is. I just don't know how to say it, but I say, oh, Selena Yu.
Wait,
Yeah.
what's Alchemized? It's
Manacled.
manacled, but rewritten so that it's not Harry Potter fanfic.
Manacled is that Dramini fanfic.
Dramione.
Yeah, I know what manacled is, but.
So it got so popular, a publisher picked her up and was like, hey, if you change the characters in some of the world so that it's not Harry Potter, make it its own thing, we'll publish it. And so that's what she did. She like rewrote part of it and changed things.
Yeah, there are like four Dramini fanfics that have been rewritten and published
There's isn't there one
recently.
that's it's Rose and Chains, I think.
Yep, Rose
Have
and
you read that
Chains.
one?
I have not. It's beautiful. And then there's another one. Oh, the undeniable or the irresistible urge to fall in love with your enemy or something like that. That's another Dramini. And then Alchemized will come out. One is like a STEM, like a women in STEM.
Ooh,
I'm pretty
cute.
sure. I'm pretty sure the
Not me.
irresistible one. I think I could be wrong. I'm just going by covers. That's probably bad of me.
That's
I don't
okay.
know. I read fan fiction for like I got on a fan fiction kick and then read that and then read some other stuff and then just like went hard on other books and never went
Yeah.
back. So, but I'm excited for Alchemized because Manacled was really good. It ripped my soul out of my body and then stomped on it and then tried to put it back in and didn't succeed. So.
Yeah, I haven't read Manacled. I have the copy you sent me. Because I kind of want to wait till Alchemized, because I want to support the author in
Yeah.
the way that she'll make
Yep.
money.
Absolutely.
So, support indie authors, support indie book
Absolutely.
trailers, support my marathon charities.
Kristen, what are we supporting for you?
Me getting my life back together.
Okay. Send all the vibes to Kristen so she gets back on a regular schedule.
Yes, my liver needs a break.
Well, this has been the Lewd Librarian podcast. Again, I'm Bailey.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Kristen.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.